I guess the best way to refer to it is a set of sort of curriculum standards, but not a curriculum in and of itself. And the difference is, you know, it will say that hypothetically by the end of first grade, a student should be able to, you know, count to 125 and do addition and subtraction up to a certain number. But it's not saying you need to follow these rules or this textbook to make that happen.
Why is the Common Core so controversial?
Initially, this was sort of an initiative of the National Governors Association, and then Obama and his Education Secretary Arne Duncan definitely embraced it. And more recently, the Tea Party has really taken it up as an issue, and I think that's largely because of Obama's support for it. It isn't a one-dimensional political issue because you also have some people on the left who criticize the Common Core. They're saying, you know, it'll mandate more testing and more money going to testing companies. So it's not just Tea Party pushback, but I really do think it's that constituency that has led to Jindal and some Republican governors, for instance, in Florida, caving to some degree.
Now, the state superintendent in Louisiana and some other officials here in the state have come out in support of the Common Core. You've been spending a lot of time in some specific schools watching Common Core become used in the classroom. So in Plaquemines Parish, at the school you've been watching, tell me a bit about that school and how they've been going about implementing Common Core.
Sure. The school is Belchase Primary, and it's a very large elementary school in Belchase. And really, they're ones that have thrown their hearts into it. I mean, I went out and visited that school a couple times over the summer, and each day that I went, the parking lot would be full because the teachers are finding that they have to go back in and rewrite their lesson plans and their curriculum maps on their own. So I feel like, you know, one of the things that struck me, I've been doing a lot of reporting on the way it's unfolding both in Louisiana and Florida, is that I haven't met a teacher yet who doesn't support the Common Core in theory. There are ones who say that they worry about testing and that they worry that there's not the support or the professional development or the time to really make the transition effectively. But I think they do think it's sound educational practice and that it's really leaving a lot of power in the hands of teachers.
I wanted to ask you to give us an example of some of the ways that teaching might change under the Common Core. And there was one that I read in one of your reports where it detailed an essay prompt or a writing prompt having to do with Amelia Earhart.
Sure. This is from St. Tammany. And they had an old writing prompt that read, write a report on Amelia Earhart. What did you like or dislike about the biography of Amelia Earhart and why? And the new prompt that's more aligned to the Common Core reads, after reading three texts describing Amelia Earhart's bravery, write an essay that analyzes the strength of the arguments about her bravery in at least two of the texts. Remember to use textual evidence to support your ideas. And so there's a lot more emphasis in general on pulling together examples from multiple readings on the English portion, whereas before it would have been much more common for kids to get questions like, you know, do you support curfew? Why or why not? And didn't require going back to a reading or a text.
So what happens with moving forward? How is the controversy in Louisiana over whether the state should stick with Common Core going into the classroom? Just as these teachers are trying to figure out this new system, they're getting the message that, well, maybe we don't like or don't want this system.
Yeah, no, you know, it's funny. That's exactly what some of the teachers who I spoke to over the summer were afraid of, because so many of them had really poured their hearts into this over the last couple of years. This isn't something that they just started working on a couple of months ago. And they were just worried that the political winds would blow in a different direction and all of their work would go to waste. I don't think anything's going to happen quickly enough for there to be a backing off this school year. Any change in policy would still have to be approved by the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. And it's unclear whether he's really, really going to push hard for that or is just sort of throwing a piece of meat to those who oppose the Common Core. And so I think only time will tell how much political capital he's really going to put behind it.
Sarah Carr, reporting for the Hechinger Report. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.